This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also participated in this program. The Assembly Speaker, Deputy Chief Minister and Ministers were also present in the district-level programs. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign in Indore. The city is creating a world record by planting 11 lakh trees in a day. Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has said India has made great progress in the aviation sector during the past 10 years, with air transport service in the country reaching the third place globally today. The minister was speaking at an event after the operationalization of the newly constructed terminal of Pune Airport today. Mr. Mohol further said that during the last 10 years, 469 new air routes have been opened in the country and new terminals have been built at airports in several cities, including Delhi, Bangalore and Ayodhya. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. He was addressing the Indian diaspora at Moscow in Russia. The Lok Sabha Speaker was leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Russia, which concluded on the 12th of this month. World leaders have condemned the attack on former U.S. President Donald Trump at an election rally in western Pennsylvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said violence has no place in politics and democracies. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned this act of political violence. He sent his best wishes to Trump for a speedy recovery. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting last night. Another spectator is in a serious condition. The doors of Ratna Bhandar, the treasure trove of Sri Jagannath Temple at the holy town of Puri in Odisha, was reopened this afternoon after several years. A special team opened the doors, which had last been opened in 1985, while the inventory of its jewels and other valuables was last conducted in 1978. The doors are opened following the standard operating procedures issued by the state government. A detailed inventory of the Ratna Bhandar will be prepared. The inner chamber of the Ratna Bhandar at the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple boasts a collection of the rarest jewellery, including diamonds, gold and precious gems. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till July the 12th. The Niti Aayog has announced the launch of the Niti Gear Shift Challenge as part of the eFast India initiative. This pioneering hackathon aims to foster innovative business models for the adoption of zero-emission trucks in India, addressing the nation's pressing economic and environmental challenges. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra till Tuesday. A red alert for heavy rain has been issued in Satara, Sindhudurg, Ratnagiri and Thane of Maharashtra. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 168 runs before host Zimbabwe in the final T20 international of the five-match series in Harare. Earlier, put into bat, the visitors posted 167 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Zimbabwean captain Sikandar Raza won the toss and elected to field. Under Shubman Gill's captaincy, India have already taken an unassailable lead of 3-1 in the series. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 2 Novak Djokovic will lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in London this evening. This is the Spaniard Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Serbian Novak Djokovic is a seven-time champion. The final match of the European Football Championship EuroCup will be played between Spain and England tonight at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time in Berlin. In another Continental Football Championship, Copa America, Tournament of the American Continent, Argentina and Colombia will lock horns in Miami tomorrow at 5:30 IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.